Planning and zoning, public hearing agenda, you see, so we'll refer back to our public hearings, the first one being subdivision 2021-30, Independence, Phase 13.
I'm going to ask that we defer for further consideration, but can I, is, based on all the requests to not move forward unless they can come in, they get a Del Dot, how do we, how can we, can we?
As far as the construction entrance being mandatory?
Yeah.
I got to think about that, I mean, I think we can make it, the problem is that potentially stops the project if Del Dot says no, you just need to be aware of that, that's all.
And then it becomes a jurisdictional argument at that point.
I mean, I really don't see a reason why Del Dot would say no, but I just...
I would be shocked and amazed if Del Dot said, oh, no, we don't want that to happen.
You know, based on the fact, yes, that they said their job is to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that was my only question, so I make a motion to defer for further consideration on Independence.
Second.
Move second to defer action on the subdivision 2021-30, Independence, Phase 13. Let's see, yeah, Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Mears?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, motion carries, 4-0. Our next item is subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion, we defer for further consideration for 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2.
Second that.
Okay, it's been moved second to defer action on subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing, Phase 2. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, motion carries, 4-0. Next item is conditional use number 2298, Freeman Solar LLC.
Mr. Chairman, regard CU 2298, Freeman Solar LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second that.
Okay, it's been moved second to defer action on conditional use number 2298, Freeman Solar LLC. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, motion carries, 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2363, Laurel Wesleyan Church.
Make a motion that we defer for further consideration?
Second.
Okay, it's moved second to defer action on conditional use number 2363, Laurel Wesleyan Church. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Okay, chair votes yes, motion carries, 4-0. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Counselor, you have any words of wisdom to share with us or the White House?
No, well, just, well, two. One is I've got to submit the written submission for the Coral Lakes appeal, that's scheduled to go on the 24th, I'm submitting that tomorrow's deadline, and I'll get everybody copies of that, and once I submit it, just so you have that. I think that's it. I have a question, just since we're all here, and I don't want to talk about specific agenda items, but I'm just curious, we had the question about, you know, the open space and making it more flexible. My first question on that is, has that, to your knowledge, been an issue before, when somebody comes in on final and the open space is off by half an acre?
It has never been an issue, it's showing the limit of disturbance, you know, in our boilerplate.
Yeah.
Type conditions, we want to know where the limit of disturbance is, and it was the second part of that, and shall be maintained as a non-disturbance area. It was, that's the more significant part. But it's, we've never had an issue where someone comes in and they're half an acre short, for example, and we say, well, no, that doesn't comply with the conditions.
That's what I was wondering, it seemed like a request to a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, why, yeah, how that got to be a thing.
Especially since you said the limits of non-disturbance wasn't part of the problem, wasn't...
But I'll tell you what, I can appreciate, even though it's not been an issue for 100 years, I mean, if you miss that thing by one-tenth of an acre or a percent, man, you could have the whole county coming down on you.
Depending on who's watching.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
No, I don't either, I just was wondering if it had been an open issue.
I'm fine if there's a little wiggle room in that, because it's not an exact, it's not, you know...
And the other question I had was on the lighting, I'm almost, this is a question I'm scared to ask. Are our inspectors actually looking at whether the street lighting is in fact downward shielded and screened? You know, I could just see, in fairness to them, they're looking at so much stuff, they're probably not looking at that light pole to see if it's downward sloped and screened, you know.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking if it's a problem, just go up there with some cardboard and some electric tape.
Isn't it what they used to call a shoebox?
It's like a shroud.
It's just so that the...
It's a shoebox. It's a can with one end open that the light fixture...
If Delmarva Power has access to them, why doesn't Delmarva Cooperative?
I went online while I was here. I could buy them on Wayfair. So.
I didn't know if that had been an issue before, because we, you know, that's been, like you said, a standard requirement, and I didn't know if it was because people were complying or if we weren't checking.
If we weren't checking, yeah, well,
that was like over there.
Now that they brought it up.
Yeah, right. Anyways, that's all. Sorry, I brought it up because it's late.
I'm with you. I'd like to see like some shop drawings or cut sheets on different types, because maybe they have another one that's not called downward screen.
What do they have? Yeah, I mean, it's what, you know, if they don't have this one, what are they using?
Yeah.
You know, that just seems to me just to be so just strange.
But the objective, the spirit of the objective of what we're trying to accomplish is that the light doesn't bust into people's houses, right?
And then it doesn't go up. If you're standing in my backyard and you look over to where Rehoboth is, right, it looks like
it's glowing.
Yeah, there's a glow.
It's glowing, yeah.
And that's because they weren't downward screened.
That's co-op.
If you
been there since 1990, street lights have a cap on it.
Yeah.
Maybe we're using a term.
That's what I think. That's what
maybe we're just not using the right words.
Yeah, we need some options on terms and.
But I mean that just basic that all that does is explain it. So I mean fine if they've got a different term for it, but what we want is that we don't want a lot of light pollution and we don't want it on other people's.
But we want light.
So mom can say when the lights come on, you come home.
That's what my mom used to say.
Come home when the street lights come on. You better come in. Anything else for good of the order?
We have 2 weeks for staff to follow up on that question, so we'll report back in 2 weeks.
All right, great. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Not. We stand adjourned.